Thank you, Jesus. I was watching the television the weekend before. I don't know if it was the weekend before last or last weekend, but I came across the story. I don't know if you all saw it or not, but the story of Jim Baker and Tammy Baker and the rise and fall. Basically, what it was the rise and fall of the Bakers. And it's very interesting to me. It saddened me because in watching it, I mean, obviously I don't know them and I don't know anything about them. But I believe they started out with the right intentions. Amen. I believe they started out with the right purpose. I believe that the Lord called them and was leading them to help and to minister to God's people. But along the way, they found out that one of the greatest commodities of today is hope. People are longing for hope. They're dying for hope. They'll do anything for a little hope. And I started to think about it, and I said, you know, from a child, as soon as we become of age, we begin to, you know, we start out hoping or wishing that, you know, we get what we want for Christmas. Amen. And we, as we grow older, I hope I get this. I wish this would happen. And I, you know, I hope she says yes. And I hope I pass this class. And I hope that, you know, that they'll pick me. I hope that they'll choose me. And we're wishing and hoping and wishing and hoping. And as we get older, we continue to do just that. And I guess what's, you know, and I've been in a lot of services. This hit home for me because I've been in a lot of services. How many saw what I'm talking about this room? Okay, a couple of you. It was almost like I was living that through what they were showing, because I've been in so many services coming up in the church where either it was a revival or it was a big service or something like that. And, you know, there's things that go along with this. You know, when you bring in when a church brings in a revivalist or brings in a guest speaker, and the more well-known they are, the bigger the, you know, you got to pay that person. You have to, you know, there's things that go along with putting on, you know, with that service. Amen? And I know people have the right intentions, and they got to take care of business along with having the service, but I can't tell you how many services I've been in, big services where guest speakers would come in and these are people that could, blow me and Fred out the wall. I mean, they just articulate and can go and different things. I mean, these people are just like, they would blow you away with the way they speak. And then at the end, now they got to raise some money to pay for everything that's going on. And I remember those services where, you know, they would have basically like $100 line. You know, those of you that are in need for something, if you would believe God, if you would step out on faith today and just, you know, come up here with $100 seed and seed into, you know, show God that you're serious about what it is that you want from him. And I can't tell you how many people, I mean, Fred, they would just line up down with their $100. that they really couldn't, you know, it's like, but the thing about it is, and in the early stages, I got in those lines myself. Because when you're hurting, when you're going through, when you're looking for answers, you'll do whatever it takes to get what you think you need from God. And again, I'm not putting churches down, I'm not putting any of that, I get it, I realize there's a, but what I'm trying to say to you today is that you don't have to get in a $100 line to trust God for what it is that you need. I get it. I get the step out on faith. I get the putting some skin in the game. I get all that. I get what everybody, but what I'm saying to you is if you would just believe and trust what God is saying for your life. See, what happened was, somebody get me 1 Timothy 6 and 10 real quick. And again, while you're getting that, I'm not passing judgment on nobody. Again, I believe that people like the Bakers and evangelists and all those people, I believe that their intentions are right, that God has called them, you know, for a time. But we got to be careful. We got to be careful. What does 1 Timothy 6 and 10 say? Somebody read it loud for me. So you got somebody that starts out with good intentions and starts out with, you know, and I know they're being led of the Lord, but what happens is we always, all of us, everybody has to be careful of that verse that she just read. Amen? Somebody else read it from another version. So here we, you know, after a while, when you're preaching hope, when you're preaching, you know, God's word, after a while, you got to be careful of this scripture right here. Because what they found out was people will pay money for a prayer. They will pay money for, you know, to be at a service. They will do these things, and what happened, even to the best of us, this scripture right here gets a hold of us. And again, it's not money that's evil. Amen? It's not money that's evil. It's the love of money. It's the love of money. It's when you put money before God. It's when you put money before the things that are necessary. It's the love of money that gets all of us in trouble. Not just the Bakers. It all gets all of us in trouble. Amen? You notice how there's just as many corner stores in the South Side as there is churches. Those corner stores are making money off of people buying lottery tickets every day. People that don't got no money. But they're in need. They just hope. I hope for a better, if I could just hit one time, they're hoping for something better. And all the while, these people that own these corner stores are making so much money, and at the end of the day, they're driving their Lexuses, they're driving their Mercedes back out to Liverpool and Cicero and everywhere else they live. Look at the casinos, booming. I mean, you can't build enough of them, right? Doesn't matter where you build them, people flock to them. Why? Because they have a hope that maybe I could just hit the big one. Amen. They're hoping for a better life. And this is where we all have to be careful, because all of us struggle at times. All of us have been through the financial struggles. Amen. And when you're going through financial struggles, it's hard sometimes to just stand on what God has promised you. But we have to. Amen? We have to. We can't put our hope in the lottery. And I don't care whatever any of you do, so I don't know who does what, and I don't even care. And I'm not judging, no, but what I'm saying is, put your hope where it's a proven thing. Amen? And what happened to the Bakers and what happens to a lot of evangelists is they find out there's a lot of people hurting out there. There's a lot of people in need out there. And next thing you know, they say to themselves, man, if we could just get on television. And they get on television. And then they give the word. They have the great choir singing and everything. And then they ask for donations at the end. Next thing you know, they got this big, from, you know, big mega church with all kinds. And it's tough sometimes, because money will pull you in a direction. You know how I say, I don't know, you may have remembered me say it sometimes, but sin will take you farther than you want to go. It'll do you worse than you want to be done. Amen? Sin, you know, what starts out is something innocent. What starts out is something, you know, with good intentions. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Amen? And we don't, and if you saw the story, you see what happened. Amen? And it's happened to so many, because sin will do that to you. You know how it is. The enemy says just a little bit won't hurt nobody. It's been happening since the Garden of Eden, right? You won't surely die, right? Wasn't that the first lie he told? Right? God gave the instructions. God gave the orders. It was all set. Everybody was set to live forever. It was beautiful. And Satan said, you won't surely die. I mean, you can't touch that. You won't die. He didn't really mean you'll die. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, maybe I won't. And here we go. Right? And that's us for the rest of our lives. You know, I can do it just a little bit. I can just, you know, just a little bit won't hurt nothing. Just a little bit. I can just, you know, I got to have some fun too. I can't just, you know, can't always be this. I got to enjoy myself. So just a little bit is all right. And then it gets out here. And out here. And next thing you know, you're way over here, Fred. And you're wondering how in the way it seems so far away. But that's how the devil does you. Amen? So today, how many could use a little bit of hope today? Huh? Proverbs 24 and 20, for the evil man has no future. The lamp of the wicked will put it out. Stop worrying about everybody that's causing all kinds of, you know, again, I say it all the time. Stop expecting unsaved folks to live saved. Amen? Stop being surprised when unsaved folks do unsaved things. All right? They're unsaved. So don't worry about them. God will take care of that. Proverbs 24 and 14, know that wisdom is such to your soul, if you find it, there will be a future and your hope will not be cut off. How about this one? Jeremiah 29 and 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. How many know he has plans for you? Amen. Every one of us. I know the plans that I have for you, declares plans for peace and not evil, to give you a future and an expected end. Amen. Titus 1, the first two verses, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. Titus 3:7, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are all people most to be pitied. 2 Corinthians 4, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And I like that one for us middle-aged to older folks. Amen? Because when you get to be middle-aged to older, you find out that you can't do what you used to do. Amen? You can't run as fast as you used to run. You can't lift as much as you used to lift. You can't remember as much as you used to remember. There's a lot of things that you can't do that you used to do. Amen? And what this scripture is saying is that, though our outer self is wasting away, and in other words, though we're getting older and though we can't do what we used to do, the exciting thing about it is that our inner self is being renewed day by day. So although I can't maybe do what I used to do on the outside, on the inside, I'm being renewed day by day, preparing me for what's to come. Amen? Amen. 1 Peter 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Romans 5 says, through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that our suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Amen? We have reason to be hopeful today. We have reason to be encouraged today. Amen? For in this hope we were saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Amen. Write that one down, Romans 12:12. You don't have to read it now, but write it down, Romans 12:12. Maybe you can read it throughout the week. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. You know, if we do those three things, we're going to be okay. Amen? If we can do those three things day by day, we'll be all right. Yeah, you're going to have some good days, you're going to have some bad days, but you'll be even keeled if you would just rejoice in your hope, be patient in your tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Amen? You're going to have some tribulation. You're going to have some things come your way. And while that stuff is going on, be patient. Be patient. I know it's the hardest thing for us to do, is be patient. That's why many of us do, you know, we're struggling financially, and the news comes on and tells us that the Powerball is up to $800 million. And you're like, woo, man. And then every once in a while, you'll hear that somebody in New York won. And you're like, well, if somebody in New York won, I'm in New York. Amen. We want to try to help God and say, yeah, let me, because if I do this, God, I won't need your help. You can go help somebody else. Amen. It's hard to be patient when you're struggling. Amen? Everybody should be saying amen to that. Because if not, you're lying. It's hard to be patient when you're struggling. Because nobody likes to struggle. Amen? I want struggle to be over as soon as possible. So I don't have much patience for struggle. But God tells us to be patient in tribulation. Amen? Because what we don't realize is that in the midst of the tribulation, in the midst of the trouble that we want to get out of so fast, we are learning something. Our character's being built. Our testimony is large, enlarging. And after a while, so how many times have you been through something, and when you got to the other side, you didn't realize what you learned just by going through that? You didn't realize why you were going through it at the time, but now you know. Amen? We have to be patient in our struggle, understanding that life is hard. This life that we live in, it's hard to turn on the news and see that a 14-year-old girl got shot and killed. That's hard. It's hard for us to go into, those of you that work in the schools, it's hard for you to go into the schools and see what's going on with our young people. It's hard to turn on the news and find out how silly the political situation is with all the fighting back and forth and all this stuff. It's hard, this life that we live in. It's hard to look at your bank account and see what you have compared to what has to go out. That's stressful. Amen? Life is hard. All by itself. That's why we have to minimize bringing more hardships upon ourselves. Because we got enough to deal with just with life itself. So when you bring things upon yourself, you're just making it harder for you. Amen? Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Amen? For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Romans 15:4. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. See, these are the Scriptures. These are the things that we need to hold on to, that we need to stand on. And I don't need to pay you $100 to do it. I just need to do it. Amen? I loved your testimony. You said, what's going to happen? I'm going to be all right, and I'm not going to need it anymore. That's what's going to happen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen? You could take that approach, or you could say, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it won't work, or maybe it's just going to get worse, or maybe I'll die, or maybe you could do that too, but what good is that going to do you? Amen? Trust God's word. Stand on his promises. Walk in victory. Know who you are in God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're an overcomer. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to walk on. That's what the word says. Amen? I do have the victory. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what's going on. God has got my back. If God be for you, who can be against you? He's got it all. He's got everything that you need. Even in your financial struggle, don't. You know what I'm talking about. Just don't do it. Just stand on him. Say, Lord, I'm going to hold you to your promise. Now listen. You can't make unwise choices and blame those on God. Yes. Amen? Yes. You can't be, your finances can't be tight and you're praying to God to help you through the situation and you're spending money on lottery tickets and beer and cigarettes and this and that and all this stuff and say, I'm struggling. Well, let's come back to, you know what I'm saying? And again, I'm not judging anything. I'm just saying, don't make it worse for yourself. When things are tight, you gotta be wise when things are tight. Amen? And don't try to help him out. He don't need your help. You need his. Look at somebody and say, don't. Just don't. I'm saying when you only got $20, you got to spend that $20 wisely on things that are needed, not wanted. Yes. Understand? Yes. Needed, not wanted. Yes. When you got a little more money, then you can get some of the things you want. When the situation resolves itself and you're doing a little better, then you can get some of the things that you want. But when it's tight, you focus on what you need. Yes. Amen? Yes. You need to eat. Yes. You need to have heat in the winter. Yes. Amen? Yes. You need to have the lights on so you can see. Yes. You don't need a six-pack. You don't need to go to the restaurant and eat when you can eat at home. See, we do those type of things. Things get worse for us, and then we blame God that he's not doing what we asked him to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23 and 19 says, God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said and will not do it? Really? You think God would say it and not do it? Has he ever failed you yet? Or has he spoken and will not fulfill it? For the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt you over you with loud singing. John 4:13, Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Amen? We have so much to be hopeful for. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Seek him, seek him, seek him, and seek him the more. Amen? Especially, you know, I shouldn't say especially because we need to do it all the time, but you know, we need to be constant in our seeking of God. We take too much time off from seeking God. We like to go and do what we want to do and then come back to him when things get tough. Amen. When things get tough, all of a sudden, all focus. Okay, God, I'm in need right now. You see me, I'm hurting, I'm in need. Come on, fix it. And then the loving God that he is, he fixes it, he blesses us, he gets us through, and then we say, okay, I'm good now, I'll be back. When we need to just stay there and be constant in prayer, be constant in seeking God, be constant in seeking his will. See, if we're constant in doing those things, we won't make as many mistakes. We won't make as many bad choices. We won't put ourselves in deeper holes if we're constant in seeking him, constant in prayer. What does it say? Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord. How much? Always. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, constant. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And what did he say he would do? Every single time. In every single situation, whether it's money, whether it's relationships, whether it's healing, whatever it is that you need, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Constantly, he said he would direct your path. Amen? He'll give you what to do. He'll show you what to do. You'll make good choices. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you and direct you if you're constant before him. See, we like to take time off. We like to leave and come back, and it doesn't work. You get a splattering of blessings when you do that. You get a sprinkling of blessings. But when you're constant, when you're there, sometimes as parents, we get sick of it when kids are in our face all the time. Right? Just leave me alone for a little while. I just need some space, right? But God our Father, he wants us in his face constant. He don't mind it a bit. Stay here with me. Let me teach you through the Holy Spirit. Let me guide you through the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be in his face constantly. He don't mind. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. We're getting ready to close. Let me just share a couple more with you. First Corinthians 16, be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Be strong. Amen? Be still. This is another one. Psalms 46 and 10, be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Don't worry about everything else. He says, I will be exalted, and we know he will. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards them who seek him. Amen. He rewards them who seek him. And if you would just start out every day with Psalm 118, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And just like, you know, I believe in physical signs as well. And, you know, like today I came in here and it was dark in here. It was dark outside and it was dark in here. And then we got to the point where Sister Camille was going to pray. And you're right. You can pray with the best of them. Forget about articulate. You were as articulate as anybody could be. Any of us can pray at any time for anyone or anything. And her prayer was so beautiful, and I don't know how she remembered everybody, all the different stuff. Amen. Praise God for a young mind. Amen. But all I know is I had my head down in prayer, and I was listening to her pray, and I was saying, touch them, Lord. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Do this and do that. And I was praying. I was right along with her, and then when she got done, I looked up, and it was bright like this in here. And you say, oh, big deal, the sun came out. But to me, it was just like, it was so dark and gloomy in here. And when she got done praying, it was bright in here again. And that's just a kind of like a metaphor of what God does for us. When it's dark and gloomy in your life, and you go to God in prayer, and you trust Him, and you cry out to Him, when you're all done, you look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. You look up, and all of a sudden, it's a little brighter. Amen? I was about to give up, but Lord, I'm going to go a little farther. Amen. I was about to throw in the towel, but I'm gonna go a little farther, Lord. I was so weary, Lord. I was so depressed. I was so ready to just give up on everything, Lord. But where am I without you? Where am I going? Lord, I'm just gonna trust you a little while longer. Lord, I'm gonna seek you a little while longer. I'm gonna stay with you a little while longer. Lord, bless me, Lord. I need you. All of a sudden, He brightens things up in your life. Amen? He keeps on doing great things. In the midst of the struggle, hold on. Even if you got to hold on by a string, hold on and don't let it go. Hold to God's unchanging hand. People change. Things happen and change. You know, life changes, but God never changes. He's always the same. Today, yesterday, forevermore, He's always the same. Hold on to a hand that will never change, that will never let you go, that will always pick you up, that will always put His arms around you, that will always be there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you when things are good. I'll be with you when you're in the pit. I'll be with you when you're depressed. I'll be with you when you're happy. I'll be with you when you got money. I'll be with you when you're broke. I'll be with you at all times. I'm never going to leave you. I'm right here by your side. Thank you, Jesus. When you can't walk, I'll carry you. Thank you, Jesus. When you can't pray, Jesus will intercede for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you don't know what to do, I'll show you what to do. Thank you, Lord. Hold on to His unchanging hand, because He loves you more than anybody or anything in your life, to the point where He gave His very life for you. Thank you, Jesus. He loves you. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all would have eternal life. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit's saying, hold on to somebody. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't go by what it looks like. Don't go by what you see. Go by what you know. Go by what the Bible tells you. Don't go by what you see. That's not hope. Hope is what you don't see. Hope is relying on what God says. Hope is believing God's word for your life. Hold on. Don't give up. God has got an end in store for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And don't you know, when things get the toughest, when things get the hardest, that means we're close. We're close to our breakthrough. Amen. Don't give up on the 1 yard line. You've done come all this way. Don't give up on the 1 yard line. Amen. If we just go a little further, we'll see that everything will be all right. Let us stand. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody just tell them thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The harder the struggle, the more the praise. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're a good God. See, because you know, you confuse the enemy. You confuse the enemy when he's trying to hurt you, when he's trying to get you to struggle, and you're praising God. That's confusing to him. He says, you're supposed to be crying. You're supposed to be giving up. You're supposed to be depressed. You're supposed to be wallowing in your pity and your praise of God. I don't understand that. And the enemy, he backs off because he can't get with that. He can't understand how you can praise God in the midst of your trouble. Oh, but somebody tell him, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yet will I trust him. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is exalted. The devil is defeated. We have the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I wish I was talking to somebody today. Thank you, Jesus. We have the victory in Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I would have fainted. I would have given up had I not believed. Oh, had I not believed, Lord Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Lord, we believe your word today, Lord. We trust your word today, Lord. We stand on your word today, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord, I pray that you would just bless us at our individual points of needs. I pray, Lord, that you would get all in our business, Lord. Get all in our situation, Lord. Oh, straighten it out, Lord. You said you can make the crooked straight. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Straighten it out, Lord. Straighten it out, Lord. Straighten it out, Lord Jesus. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Do what you do, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you do, Lord, we'll be satisfied. We'll be grateful, Lord. We'll be thankful, Lord Jesus. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, Lord Jesus. Hey, glory. Hey, glory to God. Heal today, Lord. Set free today, Lord. Touch that mind today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Encourage that heart today, Lord. Hey, bless your name, Lord. Light that fire again, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Straighten it out, Lord. Straighten it out, Lord Jesus. Hey, like only you can. Like only you can, Lord Jesus. Hey, not our will, but your will be done, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our families, Lord. Have your way in our homes, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Have your way in us, Lord. Have your way in me, Lord. Lord, it's not my brother. It's not my sister. It's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Lord, we look to you today. We look to you today. We don't look to the left or to the right. We look to you, Lord, from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. Hey, glory. Ah, we have the victory today in Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, bless your name, Lord.